with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries is just $9.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries. Just $9.99 tonight only at Iacovelli's Restaurant in Florissant. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
Hit the B square.
What the heck are you doing over there?
I know what he's doing. Okay, you know. You know, I'll give $5 to my special guest if he can tell me who does this song.
Paul McCartney?
You're not my special guest.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry. Okay. All right, you gotta be quiet until I introduce you. Bill has some business he has to do first.
Yeah. I don't know what the heck's going on. Why are you playing this instead of the Hipperson theme?
Because this is...
The anti-Hipperson theme.
I hope Frank
Opinion's
not listening. He's going to be very upset. Very upset. All right. It is time now for Joe Hipperson, Hip on Entertainment. That's why you hear that Hip on Entertainment music in the background. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. There it is. And he is brought to you by the good folks at Oric, with 7 locations around the St. Louis area to serve you online at oric.com. And here, ladies and gentlemen, on this Christmas Eve, is the one and only, and a redhead now, I might add, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hi, Joe.
Yes, yes. Hello. Wow, we got a loaded room here, man. We got Tim Weiland, right? Yeah. The legendary Tim Weiland.
Legendary, yes.
I've heard legendary stories about Tim Weiland. Yeah. From the elder Hip, right? The original Hip, which would be my father, John Hipperson, actually had the honor of serving high school time with Tim Weiland.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's what it was, serving time.
Yes, they were serving time together at the same high school. So that was pretty wild when I first met Tim Weiland. He's like, I know your dad. And then he's like, you're a lot like your dad, but you're just kind of crazy. You talk way faster. I mean, I have a feeling that my dad was a bit more subdued.
I don't think he talks fast. What are you talking about, Joe?
Your dad was much more laid back. But your dad's a great guy.
Oh,
I always liked your dad.
He's the best. So we got Tim Weiland, and you got Josh Gilbert. I mean, you got the engineer extraordinaire running this show today. This is a really cool holiday edition. And yes, this is the Hip on Entertainment segment. For it to be really, really hip, I brought in a special correspondent. And what would you call, like, a co-anchor? I'm not really anchoring anything. I'm just doing a bit, right?
An apprentice, maybe.
Yes, I've brought in my young apprentice. I've brought in Avery Elvis.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
You know,
I'm introducing my son.
Yeah,
Jim.
Good
go
grief.
Ahead,
well, no. You can introduce your son.
This
that's fine.
He's,
but
this
you
why
know
he's
what's
legendary?
What's interesting is I wish people had a camera to see this. You've got the guest there that's a little smaller with the large mic and everything, and here you got 6 foot what Joe, yeah, and he's got this little bitty microphone cramped, stooped over.
Interesting justice.
But you guys swap.
Here, yeah.
No, it's because as a father, if I have the opportunity to be the comfortable one, and my kid has to be.
You don't look very comfortable.
That's what I'm saying. I gave my kid the comfort spot. I did set my kid in the corner area, which is where I know now by experience. The chairs sometimes in the corner.
The corner.
Bill has seen me. Bill has seen me sit down and actually do some kind of a weird gymnastic move, flying and falling off of that chair. So I figured I'd set my kid up.
You want to introduce him now after the legendary Tim Weiland ruined your introduction? You
try it again? I've brought in my co-anchor, the hippest kid that I know, which is, the hippest preteen. I better say that because my other son is hip as well. So we have Avery Elvis Hipperson joining us in studio.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, no, he's got the yes, yes going on.
That was not prompted. I promise. Wow. I did not teach him or coach him.
Avery, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, what grade are you in, Avery?
Sixth.
Sixth grade. Wow. Sixth grade. That's an interesting grade because you're not, you got lockers in sixth grade?
Well, actually, the sixth grade is in the elementary school and not the middle school.
So next year. Next year you'll have your own locker.
Now, next year it's officially called, what, junior high then, right?
Yeah.
So they still call it junior high.
Yes.
Where is this?
This will be at Seckman, the Seckman School District. You're in Seckman. Is it considered Seckman Elementary, even though you're in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Seckman is where he's hanging now.
I thought they banned and did away with junior high, and it was all middle school now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. I mean, Oakville and Melville, that's junior high, and Lindbergh, everything. I thought, because we went to junior high. Your dad and I went to junior high. Now
right.
It's middle school.
It's interesting. Now, speaking of school, and, you know, it's, look, I'll just say, you know, we're on Christmas Eve right now, and I kind of heard Josh Gilbert, the engineer extraordinaire, mention something really bizarre. What you call a red and green parties, what kids do nowadays?
Yeah, because you can't call them Christmas parties because, you know, not everybody's Christian.
Okay. Yeah, there's so Jews. There's Jewish people. So
That is true. There are Jewish people. He's very astute. Yes.
All right, so Avery, what did they call it when you had your... Okay, when you had your holiday, what did they call the party that you had before Christmas?
The Christmas party.
They called it a Christmas party?
Huh. Yeah.
For real?
In a public school? We don't have any Jewish people at our school.
Oh. What do they take? Really?
hang on. Let me just say, direct all of your emails to Joe. You want to get your email address?
Really?
Don't be sending them to me.
JoeHipperson@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Avery said something. Avery said something very honest. He said, for all he knows, there might not be any Jewish people at his school. I'm sure are, and I'm sure they're not in hiding. I'm sure they're very, very cool with it. So really, though, at a public school, they called it, in your classroom, a Christmas party.
Yes.
You realize by saying things like that, you might be shutting down the school. I mean, you might cause a huge uproar.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious. There could be picketing and rioting. It might be wild, man.
Well, if the school shuts down, I don't have to go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So basically,
hey, how come I didn't think of that when I was his age?
Well, you probably didn't have the opportunity to get on the radio
and
be
like,
true.
Art
Linkletter made millions on kids say the darndest things.
That is true.
So they did. They called it a Christmas party. Now, what did they do at the Christmas thing? You told me you had the chance to bring in a movie, right? And what were the rules about that?
They had to be rated G to PG.
But he was allowed to bring in a film, and he got the opportunity. The teacher said, hey, bring in a movie, G or PG, and we'll watch it, okay? And you brought in what?
Ghostbusters and the Muppets.
Okay, yeah.
Now, which one did they go with?
Actually, we didn't watch them.
Really? Did they check out the film and like, we'll see if we can get to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one was it? You're going to tell me the Muppets, aren't you?
No. What I'm saying is, a PG film, that's a great catch, though. And Avery figured it out. He's like, hey, Ghostbusters is PG. Before they got really crazy with PG-13, you got away with a lot in the movie Ghostbusters. And I told Avery something. Now, I told him not to do it because I didn't want him to seem like he was a troublemaker. You know there's a movie he could have brought in that would have just blown out everybody's mind?
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
Jaws?
Dun-dun.
Jaws is a PG film. All right, so if you have a teacher in elementary school saying, hey, we'll watch any movie, but it's got to be G or PG, you bring in Jaws, and you're going by the rules. It's a PG film.
You know what Joe wanted his son to bring in before he found out about the PG rule? Joe's favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Avery, what is
Bad Santa?
No, what is the movie, Avery, that I would watch, and I still do, every December 23rd, Christmas Eve, what movie do I watch?
Die Hard.
Nice.
Yeah. Die Hard,
what a great movie.
Classic. If you're going to keep it real, if not the greatest film of all time, but two, if you're going to, it's a great Christmas movie. It really is. Come on, guys, don't let me hang out.
No. It's a great contrast. You know, one you watch one movie, it's a Wonderful Life, and then you watch Die Hard. It's great. I love that movie.
It's an excellent film. It's got every emotion you can want. Josh, you've heard me say these things a million times over. Have I ever convinced you that I'm correct with my Die Hard theory or my Die Hard thesis?
It's a movie that happens to take place on Christmas.
Mm. Okay.
What an endorsement there from you, Josh. Christmas Vacation, I think, is probably my
favorite. Or Home Alone.
I would say Home Alone is probably the surefire winner. Doesn't matter what family you've got around. If you're having any kind of family get-together, even if you're by yourself, prior to Christmas or on Christmas Eve, that's a great home run hit to do Christmas Vacation.
I think Home Alone's actually pretty lame.
You think Home Alone's
very
lame?
Good.
I like
me
this
too.
Kid.
Yes, I
like
think
this
it's
kid.
Horrible.
Now, you're an 11-year-old kid. You're the perfect target demographic for Home Alone. That means that a movie like Home Alone was made to make kids like you happy. So why is that movie lame? And for real, you don't have to act out or anything. There's about 2 million or, 4 million people listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so about 4 million people are hearing you right now, so don't get really weird. But why is Home Alone lame to you, my 11-year-old son?
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
What is lame about it? The slapstick stuff, the bad guys getting hit with the paint cans? Do you just not like the kid, Kevin McAllister? You don't like him?
Kevin McAllister.
It is right. Kevin McAllister, right?
I think
you're
so.
The trivia king, bro.
I hate that movie.
So you hate that movie.
I don't like
my
that movie
My son
either.
Says it's lame.
Yeah.
What's the deal? I mean, if you've got no ammunition here, Avery, I'll let Bill say why it's
lame. Yeah, go ahead and ask Bill.
All right.
No, it was probably good when I first saw it, but they've played that thing so many
times. It's too late for you, kid. We're already in the house. We're going to get you. Okay, come and get me.
How many times have they played that over and over and over?
I don't know.
Right? There was one Thanksgiving, I think, they played it 24 hours
a day.
Well,
that's just it.
When they made the third and fourth one, those are just ripoffs.
Well, that is correct. They have made 4 Home Alone films, which is a slap in the face to film integrity.
And the house went up for sale this year, the Home Alone house in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got
you could have owned
9
it, man. If you were a big, if you were a big, well, that's not that much for if you're a, you know,
oh, well, you're gonna,
if
guys like you,
if
and
you're
me,
in
maybe.
The market for a nice house, $1.9 million, that's not too bad. You want to buy the Home Alone? You didn't burn the house.
I did, no. I'm saying I don't even turn the heat on. I burn millions of dollars every single day. I just do a slide of heat.
You know, that's the first thing I do is I get the sled out and see if I can make it down those stairs.
Yeah, it's a toboggan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what I would like to do, Josh, and I can't do it here, and I probably would, I can't involve my kids in this, but I think this would be a great idea. You take Home Alone, all right, and you get some really cool audio-video equipment, and you take Joe Pesci, and you take the movies like, oh, Goodfellas and Casino, and then you take that audio, and you put that audio over Joe Pesci's character in Home Alone, and you might have something. You
follow? He's only a kid, Harry. We can take him.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Pesci's got some great lines in movies like Casino and Goodfellas. And if you put those lines over the Joe Pesci character in Home Alone, you might have something, Bill, that you might not think is lame.
Well, what was Home Alone? Was Home Alone PG? Was Home Alone PG-13?
I don't know. I would think it has to be PG. There's no way that
would
PG-13.
That would push it into the R.
Oh, it would definitely be a hard R. I mean, that's definitely a
NC-17
thing. But somebody out there, if they haven't done it, should do it. Because that's like one of those little viral video things, man. There could be a lot of fun to be had on that.
I still wouldn't watch it.
Still, even if I put all that effort into it, what if I rotoscoped the lightsaber into Kevin's hand?
I tell you, the only thing I like about that movie is when he's putting aftershave on, I guess, and then the music in the background, the Drifters, the great song White Christmas. They do that, you know. That's like my favorite Christmas song.
Okay.
Christmas. Yeah, thank you.
All right, Avery. My 11-year-old son, Avery Elvis Hipperson, what we do on my Hip on Entertainment Report on Fridays, we tell people what they can do this weekend, but a lot of people are going to be doing a lot of family fun stuff, and they're not going to want to go out and see concerts and all that stuff. So my question to you is, if they're going to stay home and kind of hang out with the family, what would be the ultimate Christmas movie for them to watch? Or what would be the ultimate Christmas family fun activity that they could all do together?
Well, a good family movie, for instance, that's Christmas, Elf.
Oh,
good idea,
gotta
man.
Agree with the kid on this one. That's
Elf
a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's a lot of fun. It's got moments where you really laugh. It's got a little bit of action. One of the greatest snowball fights of all time, right?
Yeah. Now if you let your kids watch kind of bad movie stuff like Christmas
like
stuff,
does.
Christmas
what
Vacation.
Like kind of, what are you doing? Come on, Parent Services probably.
Christmas Vacation.
I think Christmas Vacation is still a good family movie, even though he has that one rant at the end, and he has that, but you need that.
You cheap liar.
Hey, listen, hey, Avery. There's no way you've got that memorized. And if
I actually do.
Quiet. Okay, great.
Hang on, are we on delay still?
Okay. What would be, Avery, let's say you've got, moms, dads, kids, dogs, the whole thing, they're all hanging out. What would be a fun thing that you've done before, or that maybe you've always wanted to do, where you have like a Christmas activity kind of thing? Maybe everyone's doing something. Maybe, you know, you've already decorated the tree, but what's kind of a fun Christmas thing to do over the weekend? Because there's not going to be any snow, man. We've got
Go see Christmas lights.
Go see Christmas lights, all right? Where's a good place to see Christmas lights?
Jellystone Park.
That's correct, and that's close to Six Flags, right off Highway 44.
Yeah.
Yogi.
That's the place where you can, like, tune your radio station to something, and, no, only for a brief period of time.
Right, of
tune
course.
Your station
sure.
off to the Big 550, but they got their own music piped in, right?
Yeah.
And you've done that recently. Do they have anything really cool at Jellystone Park that people should look for?
Well, they have added new things, like more lights than the last time I went there.
Mm-hmm.
They put, people from other, different TV shows around that area of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put the Jetsons.
They've got Jetsons and lights?
Meet George Jetson.
Wow.
Daughter Judy. Sorry.
His boy, Elroy.
We're just trying to play along.
Jane, his wife.
Jane, sorry. His wife. Yeah, okay. You're not playing along. This is the segment, Bill. You're so aggravated.
We're playing around.
Bill has beads of sweat on his forehead right now. He's so aggravated that I've hijacked the show in this... That is what's going on in your head right now.
We have don't worry, the gong is ready at any moment.
Are you serious? This is a magic moment, man.
It is magic. What else? Keep
Excellent.
Going.
Appreciate it. All right, Avery, what about Christmas cookies? Is that a fun thing to do? I mean, from an 11-year-old kid point of view, because a lot of moms and dads are listening right now, and they're thinking, hey, Hipperson's right. It's not going to snow. There's not going to be any snowmen. Let's see. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. It's going to be really crazy and busy. But on Friday night, what can we do with the kids? It's fun. What would be still fun? Like, what about making Christmas cookies? Is that something that a kid would still get into?
Sometimes.
All right. What kind of Christmas cookies are good? What are lame?
It doesn't matter what type of cookie. It just matters on their mood. Like
Whose mood? The kid's mood?
Yeah.
Well, the kids should be happy. It's Christmas.
Well,
right?
Sometimes
and you're getting free cookies for God's sake.
Yes, a couple days ago, I was making gingerbread houses with my grandpa.
Okay.
And I did I made one house, and then I got bored of it after a while.
Really? You got bored after building an entire gingerbread house?
I can understand.
They have two.
Don't go into construction.
That's a good point. So it was a really busy, arduous task, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine. What about the gingerbread men? Like, you get the gingerbread men.
No, that's fun.
That's fun.
Because you can do whatever you want with it.
That's right. It's basically a naked gingerbread man.
You can make it like Jason.
Not my buttons. Is that the best impression you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor Joe's going to need a chiropractor after this segment is over. I wish you folks could see. He's just kind of like...
I'm a tall, gangly guy, okay? I walk and look. My shadow is that of a praying mantis, all right? It's just the way I'm formed.
I wasn't going to say that, but...
Yeah. I'm bent over the desk totally in an awkward way so I can get to this really small mic because my son's in the big plush chair with the giant headphones and the giant microphone. I'm so comfortable.
He's no dummy. He claimed that chair right when he walked in.
Dibs. If you are going to go out and about, there is one thing that I think Avery would be able to give me a testimonial on. It's called Santa versus the Snowman. You can check that out at the Omnimax Theater at the St. Louis Science Center. I have seen this multiple times. I've seen it
three times, I believe.
Thank you. The Omnimax Theater is awesome. It's epic. It's like you're inside a giant igloo, basically. The thing's just huge. And Santa versus the Snowman is actually a lot of fun. It's only about a half hour. It's not going to break your bank. If you want to buy tickets for Santa versus the Snowman, you're looking at about $8 to $9. So if people go to the Science Center, you dig that, right?
Yeah.
Is that like one of those laser light shows?
No, it's not a laser light show. It's it's put together by the same guys that do animation shows like Jimmy Neutron and all that stuff.
That's
CGI wannabe Pixar ripoff stuff. But it's good, and it's a lot of fun, actually. And it's a cute little tale about how Santa Claus and the Snowman were not always best friends. In fact, it was the Snowman that tried to take down Santa Claus.
Well, he didn't necessarily try to take down Santa.
Yeah. He tried.
The Snowman is...
Don't give away the ending.
Yeah, that's how dumb I am. I didn't even know they were best friends. How about that?
You didn't know that Santa Claus is...
I didn't know that.
The only time Santa Claus has ever really been a shady guy, okay, I'm going to be honest. I mean, Santa Claus is a good guy, but there's one time that always bugged me about Santa, and that was whenever I watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I thought about that Island of Misfit Toys.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, even, I'm thinking, man, Santa Claus is a real jerk. This guy completely just, he ditched these guys, right? And how many years went by?
I love these guys with lame. I'm throwing them away.
Well, how many years went by while these misfit toys cried themselves to sleep because nobody would play with them? And then finally Santa Claus is like, oh, shoot, I forgot about these guys. Okay, I'll get all these. You know, they're like basically.
Yeah, before I get sued, I better get these guys back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, once the truth is known and the dentist figures it out, you know, the dentist is going to basically tell everybody about it.
Yeah, and the dentist's job is lame.
I got to say, though. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, one of the weirdest things I can remember about being a kid is whenever Yukon Cornelius would take his pickaxe and throw it into the ice, and you take it out, and you want to figure out what the silver and gold is, and you make that noise, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you
guys got to know little. Yeah.
Come on, Josh.
I haven't seen it.
Silver
you've
and
never
gold.
Watched
you've
that?
Never seen?
No. Well, it's been around forever.
Yeah. Silver and gold.
I know the song.
Right, well, before he goes looking for silver and gold, he takes a pickaxe, drives it into the ice, takes out his tongue, and he basically laps up the pickaxe, and it goes
right.
Like this.
That is creepy now that I think about it, yeah.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
He's absolutely
and
right.
As a little kid, I'm like, God, that's a weird sound. It's kind
of
bizarre.
And that abominable snowman used to scare the crap out of me when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm still a little creeped out.
He had those crazy eyes, you know, and he just screamed. Yeah. It was just bad. Now, look, if I'm going to be consistent, I will tell you this. Yeah, there's a couple of films you can go out and see this weekend. Tintin would be the ultimate. If you really, really haven't taken a nap in a long time, go see War Horse, the new Steven Spielberg movie. Yes, it's very, very good. And yes, it's very, very epic in scale, but it's a movie all about a horse, directed by Steven Spielberg, so it's going to be done in a wonderful way. It's going to be very cinematically pleasing, but it's a movie about a horse for a long period of time. You see the Golden Globes gave a nomination to John Williams for that, for a score for War Horse. You know, that's basically like them saying, hey, John Williams is like, you know, 95,000 years old. We might as well give him something. So outside of that, I didn't see any awards going anywhere for War Horse. Just letting you know that it is a bit of a sleeper. So that is pretty much all I've got, unless if you guys wanted to do anything.
We're having some technical difficulties with my little brother.
All right, well, my 6-year-old has walked in, which is my cue to walk out. We are out. This is Joe Hipperson with Avery, Elvis, and Sean Patrick for the Big 550 KTRS. We are hip on entertainment.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to all, and all a good night.
Excellent.
All right, listen to this. Nice. A young broadcaster up and coming right there. Thank you, Joe and family. Joe is brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Stop in. You still have time. It'll be open today, and I'm sure on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Last-minute Christmas gift. And I bet, well, I shouldn't say I bet, but, you know, instead of going to the mall, you don't go to the mall, go to the Oric store. Yeah. Oric.com is their website. You want to check out what they've got. And Oric presents Mr. Hipperson every week here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some time to take your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Anything on your mind here on this Friday afternoon, this Christmas Eve Eve? Great to have you along. Back in just a couple of moments, but not before we take a look at traffic. And Timothy Weiland, not only trying to answer a few phone calls today, but also doing traffic and keeping up on what's going on out there. Tim,
kind of interesting
up?
Being back here in Dan's little cubby. It's different.
Yes, it's well, it's that's where Dan goes, so it's supposed to be different.
it's almost like, you know, go to your corner, Dan.
That's right.
That's why you asked me to come in here.
That is right. Yeah, somebody had to fill the seat.
Yeah.
What's going on?
All right, they're still working with that accident northbound 55 on the ramp to Lindbergh. They are wrapping it up. Southbound 270 just before 55 at the Thies Road overpass. Still, last check, they were blocking the right lane and traffic was backed up pretty solid approaching Highway 44. Other than that, if you're heading towards the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40, just a little bit heavy, a little east of Busch Stadium to the bridge, and then eastbound 70, had some slowdowns from Salisbury to St. Louis Avenue. And this traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's the holiday sale at Famous Footwear. You buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Spectacular savings on brand names you love. Famous Footwear, make today famous. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nissan presents the most wonderful sale of the year. Hurry in for great offers and big savings. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer.
Most RVers in December are heading south, but not Adrian. She's heading for Harmony State Park in Indiana. New Harmony is one of those places that was out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Not sure who to call when your computers go down?
Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic.
Guess what? Computer Clinic doesn't just repair computers. They sell them too. Don't pay thousands at the big box retailer. Call Computer Clinic and tell them what you need. They'll customize a computer based on your specific needs. Desktop or laptop, PC or Mac. And the price will be a heck of a lot less than you'll pay at the store. And at Computer Clinic, they service what they sell. Put your trust in the local guys with a great reputation. Computer Clinic, 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Call Computer Clinic now and ask about a $100 gift card for just $75. Hurry, this offer is good only for a limited time. Computer Clinic, 423-8324 or online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, many must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure and remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, Clayton, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, and Belleville, 725-ALL-ZEROS.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Retirement is something you've spent your whole life planning for. It should be a carefree time when you can do what you want, when you want. At Chesterfield Villas Retirement Community, you'll have it all, plus much, much more.
At Chesterfield Villas, you'll have a beautiful apartment with weekly housekeeping and linen service. You'll have time to lounge by the indoor pool, work out in the exercise club, relax in the hot tub, or enjoy elegant dining. More activities, more friends, more fun, more of all the things you deserve, and more time to enjoy them all. A world of comfort and ease awaits you at Chesterfield Villas Retirement Community. You've planned for your retirement, now enjoy it. Call 636-532-9296 for uniquely affordable retirement living. That's 636-532-9296 or visit their website at delmargardens.com. At Chesterfield Villas Retirement Community, you'll have it all, plus much more.
Football is back, and so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow, I just received an emailed gift certificate from Weber's Front Row.
And I saved 25% on a $20 eDish gift certificate and paid only $15 at enjoyalocal.com. That's enjoyalocal.com.
Enjoy a local, and your money stays here.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Patsy and Elmo, is that right?
Dr. Elmo.
Elmo and Pat, but I was right about it.
I don't know
wrong.
I don't know who the chick is.
I think it was Patsy and Elmo. I think that's what.
Okay, maybe I'm right.
You got the Elmo part right.
All right, we have some time to chat. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. Bill Clevelin here in for the crew. Eon the Peon, Dan Strauss, Tina Delpia is all taking the day off. Of course, Frank O'Pinion gone on Fridays. And Josh Gilbert running the controls for Eon the Peon. And Tim Weiland is in studio today, normally up in the helicopter, decided to come in and spend some time with us, and we're glad he's here. He's been keeping busy, working hard back there. Not only doing the traffic, but answering a phone call or two, and we appreciate it.
You know what I haven't heard yet this year?
What's that?
I hear all these Christmas tunes and everything. I have yet to hear Cheech and Chong's Christmas.
Yeah. You know what? It's been a long time since I've heard.
I haven't heard it one time this year on any station.
Well, you'll appreciate this, Tim, and I know I've said it a few times already this season. I used to work at a radio station in town that played nothing but Christmas music from, I think they started like 4th of July and played till like Christmas Day, and you know, everybody will tease me and they'll give me trouble and say I'm, you know, bah humbug and I'm not, you know, in this holiday spirit and stuff. But let me tell you something: when you have to sit in a studio and listen to these Christmas songs, because honest to God, what are there, 15 Christmas songs? I mean, there aren't more. There are maybe 20 Christmas songs, and everybody has a little different variation. And when you have to 5 hours at a time over and over and over and over again, you kind of don't want to hear them anymore.
But I can share your thoughts about that, or your feelings about that, because people that know, I've done traffic in the helicopter for a while.
You do traffic when in the helicopter?
Yeah.
What?
When you were at that station, yeah. I was your traffic reporter also there, and I had to listen to that the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. So, and it's over.
You were listening to it, and so was I.
And you can only turn it down so low.
It was a radio station, though, so did people ever call in with Christmas requests?
Oh, sure. Oh,
what
yeah.
is the
what
well, is the
they
most
wanted
popular?
To hear. They wanted to hear the and people are going to send me hate mail, and that's okay. Well, nothing new there. About the Christmas shoes. You ever heard of that one?
No.
Oh, that's the worst song ever, and it's so depressing. And it's about a woman. I don't even want to talk about it. It's about a woman. I think it's a kid wants to buy his mom some Christmas shoes because she's dying or something. Oh my gosh, it's depressing, and then
you
know,
I'm gonna send
no. And if you play that, you're in big trouble. What are some of the other ones? They have like that one you played, the dumb one, the reindeer, Grandma ran over by reindeer.
And
what's that? Oh, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was it. Yeah. And that way, I played that all the time. And it's and for kids, that's fine. But you know, and I'm one of these guys. You know, you, the week of Christmas, knock yourself out, but listen as much Christmas music as you can. But before that, really, I don't think we need it.
Well, I think they started it after Halloween this year.
After Halloween? Well, I don't doubt that.
I'm not.
They seem to start it. I was only joking about 4th of July, but they do seem to start it earlier and earlier every year. Let's see, what else did I want to mention here? We're talking about things to buy and getting your last-minute Christmas gifts. Now, there's a story out today about these new Air Jordan tennis shoes, and people all over the country, whether they're at shoe stores or at the mall or whatever, I guess they cost about $180 a pair.
Mm-hmm.
I would never spend that much on a pair of tennis shoes. Dress shoes, you could spend that much, but for tennis shoes, not so much. But these new Air Jordans, I guess people are fighting over them, and they're having to call police in to break out to break up fights and things. People clamoring for these new tennis shoes, and I don't know what necessarily makes them any more special than a regular tennis shoe. Maybe they didn't make as many of them. I have no idea what the problem is, but the new Air Jordan causing a big frenzy around the country today. Michael Jordan hasn't even been playing basketball. How long? When did he retire? He's been gone for a long time.
Over 10 years.
But he's still slapping his name on stuff, and I guess people want to get these new tennis shoes.
Well, from what I heard, they were like retro Jordans. Like they made a bunch of old Jordans.
Now, this says here... Now, this is... Wow, this will kind of date me, too. They came out in 1985 originally. The Air Jordan tennis shoes, 1980. I didn't think it had been quite that long. But in 1985, they had the Air Jordan. And Ian, when those were released, they had stories about people being mugged and killed for the tennis shoes, for God's sake.
$180, I can imagine.
I don't know. So if you're going to the store to get your Air Jordan, bring yourself a police escort, because you may need them on the way out. Let's see. Neil Diamond is going to be honored coming up on Tuesday. I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, and I know I'm just a big knucklehead. But I love Neil Diamond, and I, not like I wouldn't marry him or anything, but I like his music a lot, and he'll be honored by the Kennedy Center Honors. I believe that's Tuesday night on CBS, and they had a little promo, and they showed Lionel Richie singing some Neil Diamond songs and stuff. And I've seen him now 3 times in concert. One time, I took my dad. This is actually pretty cool. I think it was for his birthday. It must have been like a big birthday. And I told my dad, and I was working at this other station at the time, and from time to time, back in the old days, in the good days, you'd get free tickets to concerts. So I said to my dad, I said that I got some tickets to see Neil Diamond. And I said, do you want to go? I said, well, we'll celebrate your birthday. So I took him down to the Kiel Center. I don't know what they call it now, the Scott Trade Center now.
Yeah.
I think it was Kiel Center at the time. And so we get there, and I sort of played it up that we had tickets that I had got from the radio station. So I said, well, I don't know how great the seats are. It doesn't matter. We'll go and enjoy the show and have a good time. So we get there and hand the tickets to the lady, and she says, oh, okay, we need to go down there. And she points to the closer to the floor, and we keep walking, and they keep saying, well, nope, keep going here. Well, I had got on either eBay or somewhere, I got first row tickets to Neil Diamond. And my dad is a huge Neil Diamond fan. And so we sat there and watched Neil Diamond right in the front row at one of his shows. And I'm telling you, it was just so much fun. It was so cool. It was just really, really neat. And what struck me about Neil Diamond, and the guy at this point, even in his career, he had been, 35 years being on stage and with the band and everything. And he was so tense. When you could just tell, even you would think the guy after so many years would kind of relax and who cares about, but he was so intense while he's up there singing, and so you can tell that he really does work really hard when he's out there and performing and stuff. So Neil Diamond, congratulations, going to be honored by the Kennedy Center, and that's a pretty big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's
you
a
bet.
Big deal when you
no
when
is
you get
Neil
that
Diamond the one where all the ladies would go to the show and throw their underwear at him?
Well, no. I'm sure that happens, but I think you're thinking of Tom Jones.
Tom Jones Engelbert Humperdinck, one of those two.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
But yeah, I think it was Tom Jones. I mean, they had people throwing all sorts of stuff at him.
Nobody was. You didn't throw your underwear at him.
Well, I didn't.
Neil Diamond.
I didn't. Okay. But if I have an opportunity again to be in the front row, yeah. Hey, what the heck?
Do it for me.
And I toss a pair of boxer shorts on the stage. What the heck? No, it's funny. I do remember them Because it's coming up to the people in the first two or three rows, and maybe this happens at any concert, they came out and they said, whatever you have, please don't throw anything at the stage.
See?
And they were looking right at me, so maybe they thought, well, nah, I'm sure the lights are bright. You can't see what's flying at you. It's kind of dangerous. All right.
Jinglebird Humperdinck is alive. He's 75 years old.
Wow.
All right. There you go. Now, I don't feel bad for the guy, but what an awkward deal. There, we've got this representative from Wisconsin. He's a congressman. Jim Sensenbrenner. You know anything about this guy? Mm-hmm. You know where I'm going with this?
I do.
I guess he's having a conversation at a party or some sort of gathering.
He was at the airport.
Oh, he was at the airport?
Yeah.
Okay. And he starts making comments about the First Lady's derriere. He says that Michelle Obama, Barack Obama's wife, the First Lady of the United States, has a big butt. Those were his quotes. Big butt. First Lady had a big butt. Well, and now everywhere you go, there's, you know, the people are tweeting and they've got Facebook and they've got their flip cameras and you can't get away with anything. So now this goes viral, I guess you would say, and word gets back to Michelle Obama and everybody. Now everybody knows. So he has to actually go and apologize. And I'm reading this apology, and I just think, holy crap. But he had to apologize to the First Lady for reportedly saying that she has a big butt. And I thought, how weird is that? Because, well, first of all, don't write me any hate mail, but she does kind of have she's got a larger than average derriere, and that's, you know, whatever. That's okay. But I think what he was talking about is that she's doing this deal where, you know, they're trying to fight obesity and things, and the guy was, you know, trying to say, hey, well, she's trying to fight obesity, yet look at her, you know, caboose going on back there. Mm-hmm. That would be a very odd thing to
that
have
would
to,
be awfully
to have to issue the apology to the First Lady of the United States for saying that she has a big butt. And what does Barack think about that? That would be kind of a weird.
Well, maybe he likes it. Like maybe
I was going to say, obviously he does.
Yeah. What's that song about the big butts? What is that one?
You know, like big butts.
And I cannot lie. Yeah, there you go. So Michelle Obama celebrating the holidays with her big butt. All right, so let's go ahead and we'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll have some more. We'll have some trivia coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Some Christmas trivia, and give you a chance to win some stuff this afternoon. I have no idea what, but I'm sure it'll be something. Well, hang on a second. Maybe everything is laying around. How about some? What do we got? Cups and mugs, and we've got some AM and the PM bumper stickers and things. What we'll do. So some Christmas trivia coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, so let's take a quick break. Let's check in now with Timothy Weiland standing by. And Tim, are the shopping malls just as crazy now as they were this afternoon?
They're absolutely crazy. And we can thank Frank Ladd called in and told me about a couple of things. But first of all, they've cleared that accident on southbound 270 just before 55. But traffic is pretty well jammed up to Highway 44. That's about the only jam up you have on southbound 270, is that stretch between 44 and 55. That's also causing the east and westbound 44 ramps onto southbound 270 to back up somewhat. But where we really have the problems right now are not on the main highways. It's all the secondaries. We're talking around the Galleria. You've got Eager Road, Brentwood, South Hanley, pretty well jammed up in South County, Lindbergh, Lemay, Union. Also up in Manchester, or on Manchester around the DePere Mall there. Let's see, our West County Shopping Center, I should say. Down at Gravois Bluffs, 141 and Gravois Bluffs Road, pretty well jammed up. And as you get out towards Chesterfield, all of Chesterfield Parkways, they're all jammed up. So you've got long, long delays and pretty well big messes around the malls. This traffic report is brought to you by Westport Merchants. Experience New Year's Eve at Westport Plaza. Enjoy fireworks, dinner, entertainment, and carriage rides, along with a special package from the Sheraton Hotels. Visit westportstl.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran. The song, Baby It's Cold Outside, Steve?
The Cochran Show.
Baby It's Cold Out.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Have you ever listened to it?
Sure, yeah.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
See, what's in this
no
train?
Cabs to be had out there.
Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think you want to hear what the... how it ends.
The Big 550.
Here come the police.
KTRS.
I'll need an alibi.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis metro area Hague dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
These are sports guys.
Hey, what's going on?
And one thing they love is a sports bar and grill where they can enjoy great food in a fun, friendly atmosphere with plenty of big screens to watch their favorite teams. And what place is that, guys?
Krieger's!
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. Krieger's Sports Bar with plenty of big screen TVs to watch your favorite games on, including the big game coming up.
Our ticket to Sports Nirvana.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, a block south of 4064.
Don't forget the gift certificates.
Go to Krieger'sChesterfield.com for more.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Not to sound like Franco Pini, but is this Wayne Newton? Because it sounds a lot like Wayne Newton.
It is not. It's a good question, though.
Oh, so you don't know who it is?
No, it's like a 12-year-old kid.
A 12-year-old Wayne Newton?
From like 1950, maybe.
It could be. This might be Wayne Newton.
Sounds like Wayne Newton with helium.
Yeah, it's the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks a lot for listening today. Good to have you along. Every Friday, but especially on a Christmas Eve. I've been told we have now a traffic bulletin right here. And KTRS, who is this?
Hey, Bill, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fine, except that I am on my way to West County Mall to rescue my husband.
Oh, what happened?
Good luck.
What happened to him?
He is in the traffic. He is in the garage and has been there for over an hour and can't get out.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
He parked his car, and he is walking along Manchester until I can find him.
Oh, that is beautiful. Gosh. That is. You should have called a Laclede cab to take him.
Well,
shopping.
I told him he needed to call 911.
You know what's interesting about that is when we fly over that, like right after Thanksgiving and when it's like today, you've got that the roads and it circles around all the way around the mall, and people just get caught in that thing, and you cannot move. So
well,
it's going to be like that for a while.
30 people get into their cars in the parking garage, and they haven't even left their spaces. And he said he's been in there for over an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Now tell me, he couldn't get out of the garage because he got lost in the garage? Is he just driving
around
the
garage? No, they're stuck.
Congestion.
The traffic won't
Nobody's
move.
Nobody's moving.
So he just pulled his car back into a space, and he's walking across to the schnooks, and I'm going to go get him.
Well, good for you going to get him.
Oh, that's terrific. That is terrific.
Well, Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Did he get anything?
This will confirm how much fun he has shopping.
Is he buying your gift, Kim?
Yeah.
You know that.
Probably.
I hope you asked that question before he decided to go and get him.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Kim. How about that? Trapped in the garage at the shopping
Bill,
center.
Can I say something?
Nope.
If you're going to do your Christmas shopping, can you do it between now and about 7:30? Because I got to go out tonight, and I do not want to see you there.
I would not park it. I never park in a parking garage. For whatever reason, I'm just afraid that someone's going to back into me, or there's going to be some sort of, I don't know, I have a phobia of parking garages,
yeah,
for
like
some
claustrophobia.
And same sort of deal, like at a concert or when you go to a sporting event, I never park in the parking garage. For the very reason the lady just explained, mm-hmm. it's impossible when you get that many people in there. You sit forever.
Yeah.
So, well, good for her for going and picking the poor guy. So if you see a man walking down Manchester.
Yeah, don't hit him.
Don't try to pick him up.
honk yeah. at him and
he's got a ride.
And wish
hey,
him a Merry Christmas.
We had a caller called in and said that was Jimmy Boyd. Singing
Jimmy Boyd singing. I don't even remember what the song was now. Was it?
I saw mommy kissing
Santa Claus. All right, a couple of things real quick here. Mike Evans will not join us today. He is under the weather, so he will not be with us next hour. And had he been here, he would have been brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price. The website is thompsonprice.com. They do kitchens, baths, and home remodeling, and all the details there on the website at thompsonprice.com. And I just mentioned Laclede Cab. I'll mention it again. Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. Your official cab company, the large morning show in the afternoon. All right. Let's talk to Rich. Hey, Rich, good afternoon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm the AM and the PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. The reason I called.
Did you just belch there, Rich?
No, I was ready for that.
Okay.
But the reason I called, and you know, 90%, probably better than 90% of everybody listening right now, probably doesn't even think about this. We're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to do this last minute thing before Christmas. And if you're out here on the interstate, probably didn't even pay any attention except to cuss them because they're in your way. They're big, heavy, and slow is the tractor trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Take an extra second to cut these guys a little bit of a break, because most of these guys that you're seeing out here in these trucks, they're not going to be home for Christmas. Better than half of them weren't home for Thanksgiving either, and mm-hmm. a lot of them are not going to make it home for New Year's.
Yep.
A lot of these larger companies keep these guys out for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time or better. Some of them don't, you know, some of them by choice stay out longer.
Yeah.
You know, but these are the guys that are bringing the groceries to the store so we can have our dinner, bringing the stuff to the Walmarts and Best Buy so we can have the gifts to put under the trees.
All right. We got Rich. Point well taken. I appreciate you calling. Have a wonderful Christmas holiday.
Okay. You too.
All right. Thanks, Rich. All right. Yeah.
Gentleman just called in and said that he was out. As soon as that lady called in and said her husband was walking, he just passed him up and said he had one